You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now we are talking. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Don't forget to visit my website at drdahlia.com and check out our Alaskan cruise. We are going to Alaska next year. We cannot wait. It's going to be beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Lots to talk about today. Apparently, animals are shrinking due to climate change. Animals are getting smaller. I don't think it's happening with us humans, but it's happening with animals. Also, they find that 1 in 4 kids mix candy up with medication. Really, 1 in 4 will think a medication is candy. Scary stuff. And actually, the adult survey wasn't that far off, so we will talk about that. Plus, it looks like surgery for epilepsy may help, and we got a lot of headlines. So, as you can see, we got a lot of work. Let's get right to it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, a German satellite is supposed to be falling through the sky, just like what happened a couple weeks ago with NASA's satellite. This is a satellite from Germany. I don't know why it's falling, but I guess in the next couple weeks or a couple days, we need to brace ourselves. The one from NASA fell into the Pacific Ocean. They aren't sure where this sucker is going to fall. They say they may only, you know, have 2 hours notice to know. I don't know what we're supposed to do with this and why satellites are falling. They should be orbiting, but I'll keep you posted if I hear anything more on that. Also, Iceland is bracing for a volcanic eruption that will be bigger than the one that we had last year that caused massive air traffic disruption. This is a much more powerful volcano called Katla. Much more pronounceable, they said. They're nearby Eyjafjallajökull. Sorry, I can't pronounce it. Remember, thousands of flights across Europe in April and May were had to be halted. It cost the airline industry $2 billion. Now, this Katla, which is the new volcano, there's been, looks like, multiple earthquakes in surrounding areas. So they're thinking eruption is going to be coming. Seismologists have been watching the area. Icelandic officials already have an evacuation plan, temporary housing in place. They say the last major eruption of Katla was in 1918. They say it was catastrophic ash block sunlight resulting in dead crops and livestock, devastating floods after the volcano's ice melted. So, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen again, but wow. I think it's phenomenal that they could predict this. What was that movie? It wasn't the movie Volcano. It was Dante's Peak, right, where the 007 guy, Pierce Brosnan, right, was predicting that the mountain was going to blow and nobody was listening to him. See, it's the same story. I remember we talked about this on the show where there's, from what I learned in class, there's 11 stories, the same 11 stories throughout history. Whether it's Shakespearean, you know, biblical, or what we see in modern day, same skeleton storylines, same skeleton storylines. Good meets evil, evil meets good, boy falls in love with girl, girl falls in love with boy. I mean, I can't think of the stories, but if you really kind of look at it, the stories just seem to be the same story. So like Dante's Peak. You know, something bad is supposed to happen. The protagonist says something bad is going to happen. Nobody listens to him. Something bad happens, and he later becomes a hero. Same story. So all I know, if anybody who's a 00 tells me there's going to be a volcano, I'm going to listen, especially when he's as sexy and fine as Pierce Brosnan. Okay. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what's going on? All right, kid researchers. Oh, these are researchers done by kids. No wonder it's such a good study. Kid researchers decided to test children and teachers if they could figure out candy versus medicine, okay? Apparently, they picked 30 teachers versus 30 kindergarten students at a local elementary, asked them to distinguish which items in the cabinet were candies. right? Apparently, students correctly distinguish candy from medicine at a rate of 71%, adults 78%. So they were still wrong 22% of the time, right? Kids that couldn't read obviously had a more difficult time. Apparently, 43% thought M&Ms were chloroceutin, which is a cold medicine. M&Ms look like chloroceutin? I got to look at chloroceutin. I better taste some. Sounds yummy. 53% thought sweet tarts were Mylanta, right? Mylanta's for heartburn. Half of the individuals thought Reese's Pieces were sign-off, which is a cold or sinus medicine. And 53% thought sweet tarts were Tums for heartburn. Tums do look like candy. They have those colors. They even smell like candy. Wow. So, again, what was a big shock is there wasn't a real big difference between kids and teachers. But, again, this study is coming on the heels of, remember that little infant that was shaking a bottle of medication as a rattle? The mom was a little baby in the Bronx. Mom gave, mom or dad gave the baby a bottle of pills to shake as a rattle. And then later they found the baby unresponsive in the crib. And they're assuming the baby swallowed the pills. We don't know what the pills were. But remember, I mean, kids think this stuff is candy. Pez dispensers. I tell you, I love Pez candy. Pez candy's delicious. But Pez look like pills. They do. You know, I remember taking a vitamin. I think my prenatal vitamin was blue. It was a beautiful blue. Right? And I remember my older boy, when I was pregnant with my younger, wanted to grab at them. So honestly, where should your medicines be stored? They should be locked away. Not even your medicine cabinet, because kids can go into that, right? Some of your teenagers really want to go into that because that's where they get their Xanax and their Lortab, and then they sell them at school. So I'm sorry, I'm not happy with teenagers right now. I think they do a lot of things that they shouldn't. There's some good teenagers out there, but honestly, you know, kids can go into your medicine cabinet, steal your Xanax. That's the number one drug, by the way, Xanax. Not marijuana, not ecstasy. The most common drug in school right now is Xanax, people. So lock it up. Lock it up. All your medicines need to be locked up. All right, we're coming up on break. When we come back, I want to talk about animals shrinking due to climate change, your hairdresser finding your melanoma, and premature infants more likely to have autism. Coming right up on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Your comments, your pokes on Facebook. No, don't poke me on Facebook. I'm married. All right, so animals are shrinking due to climate change. This is kind of weird, right? They say rising global temperatures and changes in weather patterns are causing a variety of species to shrink. They say species are unable to adapt quickly enough. This is coming from the Telegraph. And are at risk of extinction as ecosystems shift dramatically. Okay, now, this is interesting. Okay, all right, if there are climate changes, that all makes sense. There's nothing new here. But really, animals are getting smaller. They say toads, tortoises, blue, says T-I-T-S. I don't want to say the word on blue. Really? That's an animal? Blue? Okay. Maybe it's a typo. Sheep, red deer have all started to reduce in size. You see, lower levels of sea ice have even resulted in polar bears getting smaller, according to a report in Nature Climate Change Journal. Well, that sounds like a fun article. Huh. Okay, so what they're saying is happening is they say even plants lose size. They say for every degree Celsius that rises, plants lose between 3 and 17% in size, and fish shrink by 6 to 22%. They said they've also seen squirrels and wood rats shown to decrease in size. Huh. And, you know, they say, you know, it's because of the food chain, which means this could actually go to humans. They say reducing food supplies are likely to mean the animals are at the top of their food chain, including humans, will grow to smaller sizes and fewer offspring and be more vulnerable to disease. Now, I got to tell you something here, okay? All right? Having fewer offspring, many of us are having fewer offspring because of, you know, the recession and money and we're getting older, okay? Many of us are growing to smaller sizes. Yeah, we're starting to cut back on obesity, okay? And then more vulnerable to disease. I don't know what's happening with Obamacare. So, you know, maybe what they're looking at is not climate change, but they're looking at, you know, the current administration and its effect on animals and plants. And I can't blame the administration for that. I know. My Lord, really. I don't know. All I know is something kooky's going on. All right, I know we as humans are getting smaller. We're not having more kids. We're being taxed, right? Maybe our wallets are getting smaller. But anyway, so animals shrinking. That's kind of interesting. Okay, now, sorry to reach. Here we go. This was a good article. Sorry to reach here. Tyrannosaurus Rex could have weighed 9 tons. They say Tyrannosaurus Rex actually had a very fast teenage period of growth, where he grew as fast as 3,900 pounds per year, more than twice of what was previously estimated. Oh, I don't want to think about a Tyrannosaurus's puberty. I hope they aren't going into that in this article. Oh, no. Oh, no. Anyway, so they think they underestimated the size of the T-Rex. The T-Rex still had those tiny hands, still had those mean teeth. I still think the T-Rex looks exactly like it did in Jurassic Park. And if it doesn't, I don't think I want to know. The Jurassic Park Tyrannosaurus Rex was enough for me. I don't need to know anything about it. You know, don't want to know if it grew boobies. I don't want to know about that stuff. But apparently they said that it was a lot bigger than we thought it could be. All right. They say the total limb musculature of an adult T-Rex probably was relatively larger than that of a living elephant, rhinoceros, or giraffe, probably because of its giant tail and hip muscles. Ooh. Yet the muscles of the lower leg were not as proportionately large as those of living birds. Well, of course not. He was a T-Rex. And the muscles seemed to limit the speed at which a living animals can run. Oh, that's right. He didn't run fast. The T-Rex did not run fast. Okay? I remember they got tired because the car on Jurassic Park... See, I get all my history from movies. Remember the car on Jurassic Park was able to outrun him? Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what happened. Okay, good. All right. Okay, let's switch back to humans here. All right, so premature infants have a higher risk of autism. You see, we've been trying for years to figure out who's going to get the autism. And we think maybe it's going to be the babies of older moms or babies of older dads. Well, they found children born prematurely have 5 times greater risk of becoming autistic than those kids born full term. Now, again, this I don't think surprises anybody. I mean, we've known that children that could have some cognitive issues from the prematurity may not grow cognitively as well as a full term. But what do we do with this, all right? If there is that 5 times increased risk, maybe what we do is we screen the kids earlier. You know, we screen the kids earlier. But see, what's interesting is a lot of these premature infants, you know, once they start to, you know, when they're home and once they start to kind of reach full term after birth and they're home, they start to grow pretty quickly. You know, some of the kids kind of still stay small. Some of the kids, I've noticed, do have speech delays. And I have seen some of the premature kids have autism. Absolutely, I've seen it. But, you know, some of these other premature kids, you'd have no idea. No idea. Now, as a doctor, some premature infants that have grown up to adults, the adults have very interesting features, very, very large foreheads. The eyes look like they're a little farther apart. And it's interesting, a lot of adults that used to be premature, they're actually very good looking. You know, like the larger eyes, the widened inner canthi, larger forehead, they're very good looking. But you could look at them and go, you were premature. And they have a look to it, so it's very, very interesting. So, yes, there is a certain look they can have. But, so if you do have a premature infant, nothing to panic about, you know, just, you know, maybe if there's any speech delay or they don't seem to focus on you or, you know, he won't engage with you, you know, those are sometimes signs of autism, and have the child address. But you got to have the child address when they're early, 1-2 years old, absolutely get them screened, because the earlier you can intervene, the better they do. I have a niece and nephew that are autistic, and mom got them treatment and got them support, initiated support very quickly. And so they're actually starting to do very well. One is actually in regular school, you know, intermingling. Oh, we're getting a weird sound. Sorry. Intermingling with the kids and, doing well. So, like I said, nothing to panic about, but you definitely want to, you know, look deeper at it, into it, okay? All right. So we were talking about earlier in the show how a lot of times your hairstylist is going to be the one looking at your scalp and possibly finding the melanoma. All right. Apparently, 40% of hairdressers reported that they actually look at more than 50% of their scalps for suspicious lesions. While they're working, they'll look. They'll actually look, like do an exam for you. You know, now, of course, anything suspicious, it should tell you to go to a doctor. And I think if something of you don't have a good hairdresser, you don't want to trust, you know, your hairstylist, you should have a dermatologist doing a once-a-year screen anyway. But a lot of us, we don't go for our once-a-year screens. Yet we go judiciously to our barber and our hairstylist. And so, it would be nice to actually, you know, do training sessions on massage therapists, physical therapists, hairstylists to teach them what's an abnormal mole. Now, here's my thing. I think any mole that's on your back or on your, scalp should be looked at, you know, because a lot of these moles, they don't start out looking like the ABCDE. We've talked about the ABCDEs of moles. A is asymmetry, where one side doesn't look equal to the other. B is the borders. The borders look funny. C is the color. Color could have a couple different colors. D, the diameter could be larger than 1 centimeter or a pencil eraser. And then E is if part is elevated. And if part of the... Sorry, I'm getting a weird sound on my microphone. I apologize if you guys hear that. E is where the mole is elevated. So any of those could signify you're looking at a melanoma or a type of skin cancer. However, I don't want your hairstylist or your massage therapist having the burden of diagnosing you. So my recommendation would be to make sure you have a, once a year skin cancer screen, but ask your hairstylist or barber to take a look. And if there is a funny mole, take a picture of it so you can see it. Hand them your phone, have them take a picture of it so you can take a look at it. If you want me to take a look at it, you can email me at drdahlia.com. I'd love to look at it. But again, none of this should substitute for a real thorough dermatologic exam. You want to be looked at thoroughly. You don't want to mess around. All right. Okay, good. So, I don't see, and you got to tip your hairstylist well. You really need to, okay? I think we undertip. I used to wait tables, and I couldn't stand it when people undertipped. Oh, I couldn't stand it. Of course, true, that was a sign of them telling me I need to do, you know, give better service. But come on, schlepping drinks, please. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Sing to them? Right? Recite them a poem? All right, okay. We're going to be going on break in a second here. I'm going to figure out what's going on with the microphone. And when we come back, I want to talk about doctors who are sleep-deprived. Doctors who are sleep-deprived taking possible smart drugs, quote-unquote, to perform better surgery. That's coming from Fox News. Interesting article. And we're also going to talk about how scientists have cracked the code of the world's oldest person. All right, they've actually found the genetic code and decided to look at it. She lived till 115 years old to see what we can do about our aging. When we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show, don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, the CDC estimates that U.S. drinking, right, that we do in the U.S., especially excessive, is costing billions of dollars. They think back in 2006, excessive drinking cost society $224 billion, and they've worked it out to $2 a drink. How do they know how much people drink? How do they know? How do they know? I mean, are they really, you know, tallying up what people spend at the bar, or if they, you know, have a bottle of alcohol at home and then they, you know, divvy it up at the glasses? I don't know how they know. But apparently they say lost work, property damage from car crashes, medical costs for liver cirrhosis and other alcohol-associated medical problems, incarcerated of drunk drivers and criminals using alcohol. They said it comes to almost $2 a drink. Pretty expensive stuff. Now, of course, smoking costs a lot of money. They say smoking costs $193 billion annually, but alcohol costs more. So what do we do? Well, we cut back on excessive drinking, but it's the idiots that are drinking excessively. You know, you can't, these drunk drivers, I mean, you have to incarcerate them. I mean, we can't try to cut back on costs. There's only so much we can do. But I have to admit, from a medical perspective, my patients that drink, it's horrible. It's horrible what they have to go through with their liver and their cirrhosis and getting their stomach tapped. So, it's an issue. It just, I don't want them, starting to think about prohibition type laws now that we're coming into, a medical system where we really have to cut costs. I got to tell you, man, I'm nervous about the whole cutting costs thing. I am nervous because there's some fascinating stuff that they're able to do right now. Fascinating stuff. All right. Okay, so scientists unlocked the genetic code for the world's oldest person. Okay, a Dutch woman who held the title as the world's oldest person when she died at age 115 credited her longevity to eating herring, having small amounts of alcohol, and not smoking. Well, 6 years after she died, scientists have sequenced her complete genetic code. This is reported in the Times of London. The study of Hendrikke van Andel Schipper, who became the world's oldest person in 2004, is going to hopefully help us understand the biology of aging. Now, she had died of gastric cancer, surviving breast cancer at the age of 100. So she had breast cancer at age 100, lived to 115, actually died of gastric cancer, but her mom also lived to be a centenarian. So we aren't talking about a fluke. We're talking about somebody who has something in the genes. When she was 82 years old, she had agreed to donate her body to medical science, even though it didn't happen until 33 years later. So she actually also did not have any signs of Alzheimer's or dementia. So this is somebody with some pretty darn good genes. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. My only problem is, okay, you crack the code. If I don't have the genes like her, what's that going to do for us, we can't change our genes. I know a lot of people are like, okay, well, I'll eat herring. Some people say, well, I'll eat herring or I'll eat, but, the non-smoking thing, that's a good way to go. So if y'all want to play it safe, definitely cut back on the smoke. So why not? Okay. So a study came out where what they decided to do was give quote unquote smart drugs to doctors. Okay. Surgeons who were sleep deprived, all right, they gave modafinil, which is basically Provigil. For those of you not familiar with Provigil, it's a medicine that kind of works on the dopamine receptors, kind of gives you energy. We use it for people who, are tired during the day, want to give them energy, and it's supposed to boost their energy. Well, they found that surgeons who were sleep deprived, when they gave them this medicine, they did better, they performed better, and hopefully weaned off caffeine. Okay, now I don't like this one bit. I don't like the idea of stimulating anybody. I mean, true, you give anybody, medication that stimulates them. We've talked about this with ADHD and, people in school taking Ritalin, et cetera. I'll have patients come in saying, Dolly, I have ADD. Dr. Dolly, I have ADD. And I go, well, why? Well, because I took my friend's Ritalin and I did so well on my test that I must need it. Well, listen, with the exception of you being a manic or a bipolar, you take speed, you're going to do better. The stimulant does better. That's why people drink caffeine. That's why in college people were doing no-dos. I wanted to stay away from it. I was scared. I didn't want to take drugs to get through school. Even though they were legal drugs, I just didn't want to do it. I wanted to do it all on my own. But, I think what they're trying to say is doctors that are tired and sleep-deprived aren't working as well. Okay, well, then you got to do something with a lack of sleep deprivation. It's interesting. More and more doctors, they don't want to take call. Even after they've, graduated and done their training. A lot of doctors out there, I can't tell you how many doctors cut back on call, hire younger associates, and have them the ones that do the work in the middle of the night, whether it's a surgeon or cardiologist. I mean, it fascinates me. When I went into medical school, I thought I would be doing call and going to the hospital in the middle of the night because that is what I am destined to do. That's what I made that decision. I'm going to commit to it. And that's just what I'm going to do. I don't care if I'm, going to be stuck in the middle of the night. I've taken the Hippocratic Oath and I'm going to be devoted to my patients. And I'm going to tell you, right away, I was exhausted. Once I had kids, I'm like, I can't do that. I can't be running in the middle of the night to the hospital and leaving my kid back home. I can't do this. And so doctors are starting to, fine-tune the way they're doing practices. You know, a lot of us, we hire hospitalists. And I've gotten emails from some of you saying, you know, I don't like it. I want my doctor to see me in the hospital. I don't want to see a hospitalist group. You know, my doctor knows me. But the problem is most of your doctors, your outpatient doctors, they want to do their 8 to 5, do their paperwork and calls and reports from 6 to 7, get home by 8, see their family, go to bed. You know, when you live in a big city and not all your patients go to one hospital, but they go to multiple hospitals, you could spend all morning long going to the hospitals, all evening long going to the hospitals. Now, I miss it. You know, I like checking on my patients, and even though I don't take care of them, I have a hospitalist do it. I'll go and, you know, check on some of them because I really, you know, want to know how they're doing. And I know I would love to be visited in the hospital. But the truth of the matter is many doctors, they just don't have time. You know, and you know, in the older days, you were paid very well. You were very satisfied. You it was a completely different way to practice medicine. Where you'd go and check on them at their house. It was such an important part, but also you didn't have the expenses, so you could see patients for X amount of hours, and then you could go over there after work. You know, nowadays, doctors have to pile in as many patients as they can because they're averaging anywhere from $25 to $40 a patient on a good day, right? Their expenses are huge. Their malpractice is high. Their liability insurance, their rent is high. Their supplies are high. Having employees, billing software, computers, et cetera, it's not worth it, you know, for these doctors financially to go to the hospital, not to mention the liability. The liability now, I mean, I was putting in central lines and Swan-Ganz catheters in my training. I haven't put in a central line now in 10 years. Okay? You don't do a lot of that. So, you know, as an outpatient, you know, doctor, if you don't do enough of them and you have an adverse event, you're going to be sued. So it makes sense having somebody that just does hospital all day long do your central lines and your Swan-Ganz catheters, et cetera. So it's very frustrating for patients, and I don't blame you. I don't like the way medicine is going. I don't like it. But unfortunately, doctors are starting to say, to heck with this. So, you know, here, doctors being tired, taking hopefully Provigil. I don't like the study. But what it does, valuable about the study is doctors, when they're sleep deprived, if you try to energize them, they do better, which means when they're sleep deprived, they're obviously working, at a far less, mediocre, standard. So, we need to get our doctors sleep, but we got to have people willing to work in the middle of the night. All right, when we get back, your emails on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a Harvard doctor thinks that Steve Jobs might have made some poor decisions in his cancer treatment. Apparently, he reports, this is Dr. Ramzi Omri, a researcher at Harvard Medical School, said Jobs had originally a mild form, Steve Jobs had a mild form of cancer, rarely fatal, but he had chosen alternative or complementary medicine as opposed to conventional standard medical treatments. Now, when I read this, I was kind of shocked because I thought Steve Jobs did have the Whipple procedure where they, you know, remove the pancreas and liver transplant. So I'm under the impression he actually did use modern-day medicine. But apparently this researcher said actually that he had refused many of the, you know, regular medical treatments and had wanted a complementary or alternative medicine. They aren't telling us what kind. And they believe that actually led to an unnecessary early death. So I'm just kind of interested, to know what possibly could have been refused. What did it, because it sounds like he did everything, but again, I don't know. I don't know, you know, how many cycles of chemo. I'm not sure. But interesting. Oh, sorry. I have a little spider issue. Just had to, I'm sorry, I don't mean to kill insects. I like insects when it comes to spiders. One day I got to tell you about the spider bite I had. It was horrible. Yeah, you know, let me just really quickly talk about spiders. Okay. I don't think any of us should be really scared when it comes to spiders. I think, you know, we should kind of tough it out. However, when I was in school and I was in the dorms, I got bit by a spider, just bit. And the infection got to the point when it was bitten. You think, you know, you just get toxins and poison from a spider. But the infection actually took up my whole leg. I mean, it almost looked like I had a third breast. It was huge. We're talking horribly huge, and it was coming up like a mountain. It was horrible. So I went to the doctor, and they gave me medication, and it drained and all that. It scared the heck out of me. So I immediately became kind of paranoid. You know, we were talking about phobias last week on the show. I became arachnophobic, and not because the spider itself scared me, but I just didn't want to get bit because that was scary. You know, I didn't have health insurance and my leg, you know, was looking all septic and cellulitic, and it just scared the heck out of me that a little baby spider. And what the reason why I was kind of phobic is because I remember seeing a little spider up on the wall, and I told myself, I'm not going to kill it. I'm not going to kill the spider. What's it going to do to me? It's a little baby spider. Well, either that little baby spider or its mama is what, you know, what bit me. All right. So then for years, I got nervous going to bed at night because that's what had happened. I had seen the spider before I went to bed, you know, the night I was bit. So I used to check my bed every day, every night before I went to bed, check my bed. No, I didn't have a boyfriend who could check it for me. All right, I was a good girl. So every night I'm checking the bed, I'm opening up the covers, and I was kind of upset because I almost thought I was becoming a little OCD with that. Checking your bed covers for a spider every day, come on, you've got to be able to just jump into bed when you're tired. You don't have to sit there and check the covers. So I decide that I'm going to break the habit, and this was going to be the last night I checked the covers. And I lift up the covers, and a huge, we are talking, this was like a 3-inch spider crawls right from the bottom of the bed up to the pillow. And of course I screamed, and you know, I didn't even sleep. I think I just went to a friend's house. But, you know, it bothers me that, you know, I wanted to break an obsessive compulsive habit and the spider was there. I mean, like, thank God I lifted up the covers. I don't know what kind of a spider it was, and maybe it would have been, you know, a benign bite, but boy, that spider was one of the biggest spiders I've ever seen, next to a tarantula, of course. But you want to know what? I broke the habit. I didn't check the bed after that. Even though I had that, you know, my instincts were right. So anyway, when it comes to spiders, just check your beds, check the toilet. Another thing that made us paranoid is growing up in Phoenix, you'd hear men who would be sitting on the potty going number two, getting bit by a black widow. And so we always had to check our toilets for black widows before we sat on them. So that was always an issue. But, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Scary, scary stuff. Okay. In the news today, just going through some quick highlights, gut bacteria may influence statin treatment response. Basically, what they found is people taking Zocor and cholesterol medication, if they have certain bacteria in their gut, those bacteria may actually interfere with the statin combining to certain cells to do what they need to. All right. They found 5 bacterial-derived bile acids produced in individuals who did not respond well to statins. So what they may later do is before they put you on a cholesterol medication, test to see if you have that certain bacteria. And if you do, maybe tailor your treatment. I like the idea of tailoring a treatment per the person. I don't like treating everybody the same. So it'll be interesting. All right. But then on the other end, I really have never had a patient where you put them on a statin and nothing happens. I mean, usually people do well with the statins. Okay. Also in medical news today, they said the same bacteria that causes your dental plaque and can cause appendicitis has been linked to colon cancer. All right. The fusiform bacterium, they find in people with Crohn's disease, people with ulcerative colitis. And we were talking about last week, remember we talked about ginger and how ginger decreases colonic inflammation, so it may decrease the ability of, or the possibility of, colon cancer. Well, same thing. These bacteria cause colonic inflammation, which may lead to colon cancer. So who knows? Maybe they'll come up with an antibiotic, or, you know, maybe what they're going to do is they're going to test people, and if they have a breath test or something positive for the bacteria, those people are going to be screened maybe more often than others. So, interesting stuff. All right, let's go to the emails. Dr. Dahlia, this is Roger from Savannah. What's the best position to sleep? Oh, okay, best position to sleep. Okay, interesting, interesting. It depends. It depends on what you're trying to do for your back. The best position is on your back. The best position for sleeping is on your back, all right, because you can put your neck and, into a neutral position, et cetera. However, that's the worst position for sleep apnea because you could snore, you could cut off your air supply. So if you don't have sleep apnea and you have back issues, then I'd say, yes, sleep on your back. But if you have any chance of sleep apnea or snoring, no, the back is worse. Okay, so then my favorite sleeping position, we're talking about sleeping positions, people. Come on, heads out of the gutter. Sleeping positions would be sleeping on the side. I think sleeping on your side is best, of course, with a good pillow. That could kind of help your neck, your back, decrease acid reflux, a little bit better for your sleep apnea, although they do say that your breasts may sag a little bit more because you'll get, stretching ligaments, etc. But for the most part, that's good. I don't recommend sleeping on your stomach. I don't really recommend the fetal position. But usually, no, we don't, for musculoskeletal issues, we'll tell you to sleep on your back, but not for sleep apnea. So good question. Dr. Dahlia, my daughter wants to start shaving her legs. Which is safer, an electric razor or regular razor? I mean, I think they're both six and what half dozen of another. I would probably, though, teach, your daughter how to use one of those regular little handheld razors. I don't like the idea of, electric razors and plugging it in and, her going into the shower or bathtub. I don't like the idea of electricity, while you're trying to shave. I always get nervous if I nick myself when I bleed. Am I going to electrocute myself? Not want to happen. But I would, teach her use of the regular razor. I think, I know a lot of men like the electric razor depending on, how close to shave they get. But you could get nicked by either. So make sure it's a clean razor. Make sure it's, make sure she knows, to kind of go against the grain, that kind of thing. Or actually, she may want to go with the grain just because that may be a little bit lighter on the skin in the beginning. But make sure it's clean because, people shave with dirty razors all the time and it just baffles me because you can get an infection and then that's not fun. So, great question, guys. Dr. Dahlia, is it true that cooked vegetables lack vitamins? Well, no, cooked vegetables still have vitamins. You're still going to get vitamins from cooked vegetables. But, yes, absolutely. You lose more of the vitamins with the cooking process. You do. The vitamins with the most bang for your buck will be your raw vitamins, so your raw vegetables. But here's the thing. I mean, just because a vegetable is cooked, it doesn't mean it's completely useless. If your dinner is going to be cooked, vegetables and maybe, some whole wheat bread and maybe, a slice of salmon, I think that's still, better than not. So go with it. All right, guys. Great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. We'll be back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Call with your questions, even if I'm off air at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, and we'll play them on air. Take care.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect tech from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 7.